podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The lights, John Gibbons, and you can tell it's a big game because I've got a full room. I'm normally dragging people in to talk to me, but everyone can't wait to get into this one and can think or speak of little else. So I'm joined by Fuad Hassan. He's been a stalwart of this, haven't you, mate? You've got back group stages. under the light of Jay Fuad Hassan over there, then we've got Mel Reddy, we've got Paul Mation from Red Men TV. I'm having to look around to remember who's here. It's Adam Melia and it's Si Hughes, and we're here obviously to look ahead to the huge game on Saturday, the one we all can't wait for.
Did you nearly forget what it was then?
I nearly forgot the day. Just because you've all been confused. Everyone's just been saying days and times.
I don't know what day today is, yeah.
Everyone's just been saying days, and there's been, just been like a 2-3 minute conversation where people go, Friday, no, it's Friday, Thursday, I leave tonight. The game is on Saturday. Paul Machen, when do you leave?
I leave Saturday morning at 5:30 a.m. Not looking forward to that part of the trip. and then back at like 3 a.m. the Sunday morning, straight after the game. So no sleep for me.
I mean, you're gonna struggle to sleep the night before, really, aren't you? Because it's going to be like a 2 a.m. alarm clock or something, is
well,
it?
Well, to be fair, I've got two kids, so I never struggle to go to sleep. and to be fair, the last couple of weeks, particularly this week, I've been waking up every half an hour anyway in a mad panic of various states, whether it's about the game or it's about the travel or it's about this and that. So, you know, I'll do it. It'll be fine. It's one of those things when you come out the other side, you wonder what you were so bothered about. But yeah, when you're in the mix, yeah, difficult.
Melissa Reddy, you're rarely ruffled. I am cool, calm, collected. Is that how you're feeling right now?
Right now, at the second, yes, but not before I entered this room, and I wouldn't be afterwards because there's so much happening around the game. Obviously, it's all the coverage that, you know, as an individual, you've got to put out. But then there's all these, you know, television crews and radio stations calling, and it all muddles into one, which day they want, what times, and things are coming in. We need you at Kiev time. We need you at UK time. And honestly, my phone's just going and I'm answering it, and half the time I have no idea what I've agreed to and who it is, but I'm just doing it. But yeah, I think the closer it gets, because last week it didn't really feel like, obviously, you know, Liverpool are in the European Cup final, but it didn't really feel like that because I think there was all this time still and there was a lot of work to get done. But now that you're looking everywhere, in every newspaper, every sports show that you watch, it's dominating the coverage, and there is this real intensity now that the game's here.
I mean, Si Hughes, you were on telly with me last night, weren't you?
I think you got a few more segments than me, John. More relevant things to say. And you looked a lot smarter as well.
I wouldn't say I looked smarter, yeah. Si. You were in a tie. Yeah.
It's because you weren't leaning, Si. You had to, like, do the whole thing against the wall.
Yeah. You didn't get the lean memo that was me and the Echo stuff. But what Mel's saying, right, is that those of us who are lucky enough to work in football are getting harassed at the moment by kind of all kind of, you know, all around the globe, but you wouldn't kind of have it any other way, really. It's better that people are paying attention to Liverpool than not.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. I mean, you know, when you think about it, this is what you invest all your time in it for, whether you're a fan or you're working it or whatever. You know, I suppose not getting too personal. It is getting personal. You know, when I think back to how I start out in journalism, this is what you're aiming for, isn't it? So, yeah. Like, you want to be covering the finals, you want to be busy. And it is a bit strange for me because I was just saying to Paul before we came in, I've got a bit of a delayed reaction to things now. It was only in Rome about 45 minutes after the game had finished, it kind of just dawned on me the magnitude of what had just happened. And when you're trying to do a job, you're obviously trying to do a professional job, but also reflect the kind of emotion around it. So you kind of almost stunting your real feelings around the game. And I felt that a little bit this week, just because there's been so much to write about. I mean, it's great the paper or the news outlet that I work for, you know, will pretty much put anything Liverpool related in it. So it's just been, you know, busy every single day, and it's been fantastic. And, you know, I just think, you know, hopefully that the best is yet to come.
Yeah, hopefully the best here to come through, Ed. And you were young, let's say, when Istanbul happened. So this is the first time you've been able to do it with your boys and go away kind of with your mates and stuff like that. And I know you've enjoyed yourself because I've seen you, and you've been very much enjoying yourself just throughout the whole journey. And there's one more leg to go.
Yeah, I mean, every time you sort of step outside the house and you walk down the streets and you look at all the Liverpool gear out and the flags and the banners, and it just gets you even more excited. I mean, at the moment, I'm in the middle of exams and coursework and stuff. So
how's that working on?
I mean, I'm more stressed about the game than any of that. So that kind of that says it all. And it doesn't help that some of my essays are on Eastern Europe. So these little things have been sort of playing on my mind. And
that's
it's
a
just
sign.
Been,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that is a sign, because I had my last exam the morning after Istanbul, and the obviously naturally the lecturer wouldn't allow me to go to Istanbul, so I had to go traipse back to Sheffield at 7 a.m. and do my exam, and I actually did well, amazingly, like I don't know how I did it, and then get back for the parade. So these all these little like lines of history, I think, are colliding towards the same end, hopefully.
Yeah, sorry, exactly. No, definitely. I mean, I'm hoping that's a little sign, but yeah, no, it's just been unbelievable. And so I guess experience it in the city as well has just been unique, and it's some of the memories that I'll never forget, to be honest. Sports Social Podcast Network.